It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 568.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Weekend banter.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Clap it in, buddy.
Is everyone said my headphones are so loud. I'm just gonna, I don't know whose headphones those were that I just turned down.
Special episode. We've got our better halves here. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the kid? Is there a, I mean, you call him your son.
So if you got a better half, and then gift with purchase.
Can you say hello, Gronks? What's going on?
Hello.
Can you meow?
So we've got Bodhi here as well, my son. This is his first feature on the video podcast because he was on. Remember, we were at our house. Last year. Uh-huh. That was before we'd started recording.
He couldn't really say anything at that point. Can I have one too, please? Thank you.
So we've got chocolate and we've got a cheese spread
feeding the baby
happening here. Bodhi, don't be shy. Just say, "What's up, Gronks?"
No, he's
actually quite tired because today we've been at Bounce, the trampoline park.
Oh, we've been there before.
Went for a birthday, mate. Far out. I feel old.
Did you dunk?
Nah. I got there. So it was a kid's birthday. They'd put it on. Clara. And so there's 10, 15 other kids and the parents are there too. And I started jumping and they're like, "Oh, sorry, you can't be jumping. You have to pay to jump." I was like, what are you talking about? We're here at a kid's party. What, can't I jump with my kid? And they're like, "No, you have to pay for a wristband."
Really?
Oh, really?
I was like, absolutely not. And I jumped a little bit more. And then
surely,
I was like,
does our mate Conspiracy Jimmy, does he print the wristbands? Could you have hooked some up?
I probably could have. But what I ended up doing was just, I was just rebelling slightly. Hang on, Mason the babysitter has to step in.
Bodhi, come here.
This is one of those where we can't have Bodhi.
Come here, Bodhi.
He's just came for the chocolate and now he's leaving.
He's jumping right near the tripod. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I see what he's doing. Oh, this is great. He's running away from Mason. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Feel free to manhandle him.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Taser him.
Bye.
So we've got a little setup.
This is
that
great.
We're doing. Anyway,
cat boy.
Cat boy. Mm-hmm. So they ended up coming up to me. I reckon they spoke because I got told off by two people. And I kind of was like, this is a bit silly. We're here for a kid's party. Mm. We're like, how is it not included that the adults can just jump around with their kids?
Yeah.
And so they came up like, "Here's a pair of socks and a wristband. We've found some. We can give it to you."
Oh, that's nice.
So I did that.
I reckon they were thankful because then all the kids were chasing me and stacks on, and so they didn't really have to do much because that was
so
meant
you
to be
were
their
almost
job.
They're like, "Here's a whistle and here's all the guidelines."
Yeah. And so Bodhi, it was so cute because all the kids were jumping on me and Bodhi was jumping and saying, "No, he's my special daddy," and he was like pulling kids off and like wanting to look after me.
You're the cool dad. Were you wearing your hat backwards?
No, I didn't have my hat. I left my hat at the office.
He's got cool hair.
Oh, he's really in front of the camera.
That's okay. That's all right.
That's all right. He's fine.
Yeah, he's watching the screen. But
this is actually funny. I'm really enjoying this.
Mason would make a great dad. Come
yeah, on. He would, wouldn't he?
Do you want to sit with me? Tully's ovaries would be exploding right now if she was here. You can turn your mic off, Mace.
Sit down, you little gun.
I tell you what, like finding he's stopped. Oh no, he's having a nap still, but we need to stop it.
Yeah,
because he won't sleep at night.
Is it a midday nap? Is that when kids normally have naps?
So 12. Like about now, so, which is why he's so ratty.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what does it take for him to go to sleep? Like, if you want to set up a nap time, what does he need? What
are Michael Jackson's doctor? Just, just full medicated.
And
no,
his bed.
But so he gets so tired, but he doesn't want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And so
I know that feeling.
We can't, we're like, we've got to keep him up because then, like, he's for the last week straight, he's been
going to bed at like 9, 10.
But he won't go to sleep. So you try and put
9,
him
9, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
But you put him into bed at 7 and then he's starting to, he gets out and then he comes, constantly.
I just want one more cuddle. I just want some water. I just want to go to the toilet.
I just want some cheese. So I'm going
to
have that.
Is there anything to do with like a reverse baby monitor?
Oh,
like a FaceTime so he can see you guys and you can wave.
He would be trying to put Catboy on it or something. I don't know. You just don't want to give him the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about the whole kids and like being an adult and going somewhere and not being included. Our friend Abby was telling me that when she went to Disneyland, she believes that if you are with a kid, you can go in the fast lane designed for one person, and she would do it constantly.
Really?
Whereas most people, obviously, if you've got a kid, you line up because you got more than two. You can't go in the express lane or whatever.
Mm. And so the rule is,
well, it wasn't the rule, but it's like, who's going to question you sort of thing. She also had a, her son had a wheelchair pass that she got. So they, yeah.
But well, he had a sore foot.
Yeah, he had a sore foot. But she did tell him, you've got a sore foot.
The story was he did hurt his foot, but I don't think it was that bad. So, and then all of a sudden she was like, are you sure? And he was like, oh, no, actually, yeah, it's bad. And then they I don't know the full story, but yeah.
I mean,
it was legit.
You're definitely looking for opportunities to leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in that place.
Disneyland. I mean, yuck.
Unless you have a fast pass. Even we had the fast pass when we went and it was still crazy.
When did you guys go there?
We've been to
We went to Disney World in 2015 and Disneyland in 2013. Mm.
Disneyland was the best thing ever. Mm. I loved it. I'd always wanted to go. It was like the park that was created by Walt Disney. It was really good. Disney World.
Is the Florida one. And it's a little bit bigger. Yeah. They're like, it's a little bit more like they've got Ellen DeGeneres doing like a whole show.
Oh, she was there?
No, but it's like video, but it was like recorded in like the 90s. So it was like, it's a bit weird.
When were you there? What year, Amy?
Oh, I'm bad with years. I would say maybe, let's go with 2012.
Great year.
Yeah. Disney World or Disneyland?
World. Yeah. Florida.
What were you going for? Was it for like with friends or what was the arrangement?
My auntie took me for my 21st, but I was older than 21. I think 22 or 23.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You travelled the US with your auntie, didn't you?
Yeah, and a bit of Canada.
Oh, that's fun.
It's beautiful. So generous.
Can you imagine travelling with your auntie, Josh?
Helen. Yeah, Helen's great.
Helen? Oh, you could Maureen, travel. You could travel maybe. With Helen and Maureen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of aunties. Mm.
It'd be nice to – so what would that – who would I – that would be me going to Disney
– with, like, Kerry.
With Kerry.
Mm.
Nah. See,
so you don't – no, you don't like Kerry.
I love Kerry.
But you wouldn't travel with her.
It just different pages,
so
maybe.
Weird. It would be so weird.
What
traveling.
Is Kerry like and what do you like?
Kerry's a sweetheart. It's my dad's sister. She's similar to my dad, don't you think?
Loves plants.
Yeah, gorgeous.
She's a social worker. Sweet. Very sweet. But I just couldn't imagine
she would
traveling.
Have loved the trip with us. We went to Prince Edward Island, which was where Anne of Green Gables was written and set. And we stayed in the Kindred Spirits Inn and bed and breakfast, and every night at like 5 o'clock you came down for supper and they had home cooked like chocolate chip cookies, which were massive, and tea, and you sat around a fireplace and chatted with all the other people who were staying there. It was like super sweet, but not for everyone.
But it'd be like now me going with Rupert, my brother's son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can imagine that. Like how old is he? Zero, like a one, nearly one. How old were you when you went?
Like 22,
21.
Yeah.
So how old will I be when he's 21? I'll be old.
You'll be like 50.
So it would be a similar – oh, no. See, my auntie was a lot older. So by the time I was 21, she would have been –
But your aunties that you said that you would go with, do they have kids?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the aunties is
– Do I have any aunties 17? That don't have kids? No.
Something?
Yeah, one auntie's almost like a grandma in regards to age.
Right. This auntie that I went with didn't have kids, so she'd kind of like spoil you and like just put everything into.
That's what Bree and I are planning on being.
Yes.
We want to be the for cool nephew, auntie Max. And uncle. Mm,
yeah.
And
yeah. So it would be like you taking like your nieces and nephews, which would be amazing.
We bloody love him.
Yeah.
Strap in for Disneyland, Disney World.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could start off with the Gold Coast. SeaWorld.
Yeah, actually, I would take him.
I'm not a theme park guy. I think we're not going there. I don't reckon. Why? I don't think he needs it.
No, I think he would love it.
I think like NASA, you're trying to push astronaut stuff on.
I went to NASA as well.
Oh, really? I think that's definitely something that's the cool auntie and uncle.
I just thought space books were cool and I just wanted him to learn all about space. So I was just giving him space books. I'm not pushing space on him.
Do you reckon kids still think space is as cool as it was? Like, I remember thinking it was so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the time
now it's Minecraft.
There'd be something.
My nephew loves dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are fascinating, aren't they?
And how they've just discovered that, like, they were covered in feathers and closer to birds than reptiles.
What?
Really?
When did this come out?
Bodie, can you pull that up?
News.com.au.
Couple of years. Like, it's pretty recent.
That they were feathers.
Yeah, covered in feathers.
That's real soft.
It was Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Essentially.
Well,
big chickens.
Someone said the other day, it's like, you know, the sound of a dinosaur, I think it was a meme.
Oh.
No one's ever heard the sound of a dinosaur. They're making it up.
Mm. That is so true.
Yeah.
Very weird.
So Jurassic Park, it's the movies that are doing this stuff. I mean, movies are shaping. We saw an ad for we watched the DVD last night.
Oh yeah,
that's old school. And so there was pre-roll ads, and so we watched these pre-roll ads, and it was for
like back previews.
To the previews of movies. Like it was like Back to the Future box set. Not that it was just like revamping it, but then one of them was like some movie that came out in 2011.
Land Before Time.
Something like that.
Oh, I love that movie.
But yeah, Back to the Future, like the shoes that they were wearing, like. They still had to build in the movie. They still had to build the shoes that could suck in, you know, like and have the jacket that tightened.
Did you see they made that? So they made a version that you could buy. It was like a lot of money. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, and that was it was all motorized or whatever. Very heavy, impractical.
I think we did this, Mace, once before, but do it again.
I've just got the AirPods on, Bodie. He's watching Peppa Pig.
Oh, great.
Mate, you're a good dad. Yeah. Great dad. Can you look up movies predicted an invention in the future? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, well, I think like a lot of futurists love sci-fi because it does quite a good job of representing.
Like Altered Carbon, that was amazing. Did you watch
seen
that?
It, no.
That's so good.
I loved it.
What's it about?
Netflix special.
Dystopian future.
So they're like
not a good future.
Well, kind of got good parts. That's why I was like,
"What's the good parts?"
The concept is cool. They call them sleeves, and so
your body is like a sleeve.
So it's just a vessel, and then there's these chips that go into the back of your neck,
consciousness,
and you can move your chip around, so you can live for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You can go from body to body to body,
like we're all iPhones, sort of thing,
essentially.
But the weird thing is that we were watching it at one point and Tommy's like, the only way that you can really kill somebody is by destroying that chip.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why is everyone not wearing like neck things to
protectors?
Yeah. And I was
one's wearing a case.
That's a good question.
Exactly. Quad neck.
Yeah. Attach it to your bike. Amy, what was the highlight of 2019 for you?
Do you want to know something? I was in the bathroom and
you were thinking of it.
What's Josh going to ask me? He's going to ask me what the highlight of my year is.
Oh, yeah. No, that's because she's extrapolated from the common question, what's the highlight of your day?
Yeah.
And
she's how it gets very.
What's the second question that he'd ask? What's the highlight of your year?
I've got a follow up, but I want to know that to start with from both you and Bree. Highlight of your year, 2019, now that we're in 2020.
Wow, crazy.
Good that you pre thought it. So you should have a good answer.
I was thinking it is a very boring answer, but it is honest. I think with all of the work that you've been putting into yourself.
You can't give me the highlight. I'm definitely.
No, but I think that from you not drinking, meditating every day, exercising and really working on yourself, it's really benefited our relationship, and I think I've really...
It's been a highlight?
Yeah. I think our relationship has been a real highlight this year.
I was going to clap.
Now one for you.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
That's a great one. Yeah.
But it's still a compliment for me. I don't...
Yeah, which I actually didn't want to do.
What's a selfish...
I really like my job.
Great. Good.
I'm really happy that I feel like it's been a long time since I've... found, like I've liked a lot of jobs that I've had, but it's been a long time since I've walked into a workplace and it felt like, I could stay here for a while, for a really long time.
No
felt
one
a
bit using like home. The sandwich presses to cook rotten fish.
No, this is actually that workplace.
Oh, is that the same one? Things improved.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that person still there?
They are. And every time they use the sandwich press,
of it.
Yeah.
Are they still cooking fish?
He's slowly worked it back into rotation, yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Rotten fish.
But no.
That happened and the office smelt for like 3 days, but...
It was an accident, right? They didn't know it was rotten.
Yeah.
I
probably wouldn't know either. I like that. So your job and then also Tommy and all of his improvements. What about you, Bree? Don't feel like you have to mention me now. The previous year was a good one for me, so I did that. My improvement was last year.
Okay, there's a couple of things. The first thing would be professionally, I love my job. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting, but it's I work for a startup. It's a chocolate company called Hey Tiger. Get around it. I'm sure some people already know about it.
Can we put a affiliate link or something?
Yeah, do that. Can we? Sure. Yeah.
Can people get it? Can we give a discount? Anyway, can we do a discount? Seriously or no? A free mini bar?
Yeah, we're almost out of chocolate.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so Christmas has gone really well.
Use a shameless broker.
So for me, there's been a lot of growth, and I think there's that thing where you sort of feel like you've got that imposter sort of syndrome and that you can't do it. And I think this year has been a lot of proof that I can do it, and I've got a really good team, and we've really supported each other. We're still really small, but we've achieved a lot. Another thing would be I did a marketing course. And that was for 8 weeks, and that was really good and challenging, and a lot of it was putting yourself out there and having really open discussions. And in the final week we had to do a presentation, and that took a lot for me to sort of speak publicly and confidently. So that was another thing. And then I think the last thing would be routine, like just getting back. Like we traveled for 4 months together last year, and we're staying at Josh's parents when we got home, which we're super grateful for. And then we moved out in, was it March?
Yeah, March of 2019 or whatever. Yeah.
You were still living there in 2019?
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Wow.
That's why it's like outrageous to think of like how much I hated that, because I'd have to get up at like 5 in the morning and then we would drive and stuff.
It was more just the commute. We were so grateful that, you know, so lucky that we had your parents' house to stay at, and that they were so lovely to have us there and all that sort of thing.
Unlimited wagon wheels. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Great. And Tim Tams. Good. But
that's,
I think,
true,
like
actually.
Getting
There's
back.
Rarely Tim Tams.
Because they hid it from you. But I think routine for us, like just getting back into a groove, like I've gone back to my old gym. That's really good. Mm. Just being able to walk to work.
Is
F45?
I'm at Field and Function, Abbotsford now.
Is Josh's coffee a part of your routine? Like getting him and handing him.
Oh, yes.
Is that actually, have you worked that in?
Yeah, I've worked that in. So I go to the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then when I finish at 7, I go via the coffee place on the way home. I get 2 coffees. I bring it home and he's in bed.
I'm there. No, I'm not in bed actually though.
Most
nowadays.
Of the time you're, no, yeah.
You should see how many, we got a, we're on the muscle meal thing. Like that's one of the habits that we're getting into.
Is it Muscle Chef?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
The one that they do on F45.
My
really
Muscle
good.
Chef.
Ah. They sell Look at how full our fridge is.
That's good.
It's isn't it crazy?
It looks like a Quickie Mart.
It's $150 for 20 meals. So that's like a Monday to Friday thing. And they're really good.
They sell them at downstairs at Bodie's old daycare at the Quickie Mart, at the little convenience store.
They're very delicious. 97, you had one the other day.
Yeah, it was great before the gym. I actually went into YMCA and the bloke that I know there asked him if he could microwave it because they don't have a public microwave. So he took me out back into the staff area.
And what happened?
Gave me a fork. And
gave me a fork? Did he microwave the food?
Yeah, he microwaved the food.
Gave you a fork.
No, it is. It's good quality stuff.
And then what about you? What was the question here?
This is funny.
Highlight.
I caught up with Jules last week, Jules Lund, and he was pumped end of year. Mm-hmm. He's like, you should write down. He's like, I did this. Spend some time writing down all of your achievements because you don't usually think about it.
Yeah. Go to Smiggle, get a notepad.
Or your notes on your phone.
Yeah.
It's nice to write down on paper. But it's a good one, I think.
Have you done it yet?
No, I've just been thinking about them.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a good idea. I should do that because I get, by the end of the year, I'm so foggy and I'm not clear on sort of what I've done or what I consider an achievement, like because it's just been, everything feels so full on all
the
time.
It's like getting an apartment clearly. For you guys, actually living in your own apartment.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a process.
Yeah, I think the consistency thing is definitely like just doing the show regularly and all that sort of thing. Yeah, I think that's
I mean, if we
highlight.
Do some collective ones for the show, this office.
Yeah.
The old office.
Mr. 97 coming on full time.
Mr. 97.
500 even.
Episode 500.
LA. That was so good Sydney. To celebrate.
Oh, a live event.
Yeah, you did that.
Making money from the show.
Yeah, like that's good.
All these things are.
When did we get the camera, the
C200? Oh, that was only like.
That was this year.
That was this year.
March or something. We didn't even have a video. Like we had yours from your old business, but we didn't have our own
computers. The NAS, I mean, I'm going very hardware specific.
but no, I think it's like, it's like you record every single day, which is crazy. Every time I talk to someone about it, they're like, that's massive. You've had
some of the best guests
in Australia on your podcast.
Oh, you can give them a props. People who have come on the show.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing that you guys do really well, I think, which is a compliment, is that as much as you do research and things like that, you don't really like prepare a whole bunch of questions.
Right. Or she prefaced that with it being a positive.
Yeah,
still good.
And you're able to, it's really good conversation and it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really good. And you always make people feel welcome and celebrated. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing for you guys too is also you need to make money as well. Mm. So then you're trying to run the video production side of the business, which is really hard because you've got that sort of going, you've got the podcast going, then you've sort of got the branded, trying to do more branded content side of the podcast and monetizing that as well. So I think
it's a lot in one year.
It feels like a bloody long year.
I think but I think people would be surprised at doing it for themselves that it's a lot in one year. Mm. A lot just is whatever it is for you. Mm-hmm. Like just...
Hang on, and you hired Mason full time? Yeah, we said that. That's a big one.
What about like consumption? I'm thinking about 2020 and the books I want to read. I've seen Amy that you've been posting more about podcasts, and you love Adam Grant like I do. Has that
He sounds like he's smiling like the whole time he talks.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost a nervous tick, but in a good way. Yeah, just like if you're smiling, you're all good.
Can we do that for the next? Just like we're smiling.
No, there is something in it.
When you work in customer service, they always tell you if you're on the phone, just smile. Have a smile in your voice. Yeah, yeah. And you do that by smiling.
You got told that. Hasn't stopped it.
We should just try for the rest of the episode for fun. I will anyway. What do you like about him?
I'm drawn, I think, a lot to people who do psychology because, like, it's an interest.
Yeah.
And organizational psychology is it's so interesting because like we all work, we all have jobs, and just you're really putting me off with your smile.
Why?
If you close your eyes, because then it's listening to. Look at him doing it.
It's actually something when I was emceeing that event, I realized I can get so in my head that I'm actually not smart. Like I don't smile because I'm just trying to get the information across. So I made sure to really sort of smile as well. But I think it could be a good quality.
For sure.
It's kind of sounds like you need to do a poo.
It sounds like how it's sounding.
Like you're a bit, when's this wrapping up? Yeah. Like we gotta wrap this
maybe
up.
Maybe a bit
like
strained, is it?
Actually, Mason smiles a lot.
Yeah, Mason's got the perfect sort of.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to do.
Perfect boy.
He's great.
He's really great. We love Mason.
Yeah,
we love
Big year for him.
Yeah, very big year. What's been the highlight? I'm sure he probably asked you before, but do it again.
I think episode 500 was probably so much fun. Like that was as scary as that was, but sort of emceeing and being up there, that's something that I've never done before.
So 10 more. Number one.
Have you guys
just reel them off. Just reel them off.
Oh, yeah, 10 more highlights.
Just think about just things you've done, just little things.
Yeah, I mean, the shameless dating, LA.
What about LA?
LA?
You know, just going over there and meeting everyone, that was great.
Mm-hmm. Was Tully highlight or what?
I mean, you've produced the show.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, doing that every day. Editing, it's been great.
Airtable? Like I know it's quite boring, but Airtable, that's big, right? Everyone's impressed with Airtable.
Mm. The social media stuff.
Yeah. Actually,
Yeah, you've been smashing that. Good.
Your hair?
The hair stuff.
That as well. Yeah, I'm actually considering getting it done again.
Your body?
Wow.
What's going on? Did you
dropped
lose
an AirPod out of
your ear? Oh, no. Not the whole thing, maybe just like tips or something.
Tips. Uh-huh. All right, we'll have to have a consultation.
Go back to Rachel.
Yeah, go back to Rachel, yeah.
All right, so there's a few. Was that hard for you, Mr. 97, to reel those off?
I mean, when you're holding Bodhi a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put the AirPod in his own ear.
so much awesome stuff has been happening and probably – yeah, I mean, I guess like meeting all of you guys as well, that's been a massive highlight as well.
Oh, it's likewise.
No, but I mean, because Yeah, I mean, I wasn't doing too much at the start of the year, so to have more direction and clarity, yeah, that's been a massive highlight.
What do you think you would be doing? And this isn't like trying to sort of say, look at what we've done for you. But what the fuck would you be doing if you weren't doing the show? Do you reckon? Like, you know, like it be grandiose about it. Like, if everything went to plan, what would you have been doing?
I mean, I didn't have much of a plan. Mm-hmm. Probably.
You're building people's websites.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I don't think I would have continued doing that. Mm-hmm. It would have been too much of a headache.
Have you stopped this because they were paying monthly subscriptions, weren't they?
Yeah, I've handed that over. I've gotten rid of that.
To who?
One of my mates.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Have you told the client?
Yeah, no, I did. I sent emails over. Uh-huh.
Handover.
Yeah, handover. Yeah, go
literally.
On. Uh-huh. What else would you be doing? Because before you started here full time, you were working at like a digital agency sometimes doing some writing.
Yeah, I probably would have been spread across multiple people and industries, just sort of learning and doing bits of work here and there for them. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, to be honest, someone else would have seen what you could do and you would have been offered some sort of full-time thing.
It's a fair bit of work, though.
Mm.
I think it's so much about timing. Mm. So when you want an internship or you want to be a part of some other people's thing that they've got going on, it won't always happen. And it has to happen at like a right time. It's like when someone says, oh, I just need like a video person, like some young video person. I'm just like, it is like stars aligning to get the right person that is open to working for nothing and creating that relationship. And so it's like, I feel so lucky to have you, Mace. I love you.
Yeah. I mean, I love you guys as well.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it was you guys, you know. No, it's like, it's quite intimate to say it back to somebody when they've said it to you, you know. Like, I love you guys is easy, but Bree, I love you is hard.
I love you.
See, so that was straight.
Yeah, yeah. I love you.
See, that's almost just turned you. Into the I love you guys. She's had a single one to the end. And I love the chair. I love the mic. I love the table.
And the
Do you reckon you'll tell somebody you love them this year, Mace? That's not your family?
The year's nearly up.
No, 2020. This is coming out the 5th of Jan.
She's a good actor. She can't act. You know,
she can't act.
Can't act. Sorry.
We're not really acting.
No. But what you're hoping you could tell somebody you love them this year?
Yeah, maybe. It might happen.
He's smart. It'd be a special moment. And I'd like to capture it, please.
In regards to like habits and consumption, I'm specific, not just any sort of habit, but consumption of content. What's everyone wanting to consume in 2020? So, Amy, I feel like you got into more podcasts maybe at the end of the year or like got focused on a few specific good ones.
I think I just started sharing them because I've been listening to a lot of different ones for a while. And when I say a lot of different ones, I mean mainly Armchair Expert. But
no, this is the funniest thing. You know when someone in your life close to you has got onto a new podcast and they're just obsessed is when they actually drop the name out of the – I was listening to this podcast – they want to tell you something and they've actually stopped telling you what podcast it is.
He already knows.
And I was like, hang on, let me guess. This is from Dax Shepard.
Who is Dax Shepard?
He's an Kristen actor, Bell's right? husband.
Or comedian?
I shouldn't start with that.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
I think he's a
Bell's
actor,
bitch.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, he's...
Or like in comedies or something. I'm sure he was.
Yes.
You know his face. His name, I never knew his name, but I know his face. And then, yes, he is. He's married. His
real
wife is Kristen Bell. But it is a cool kind of podcast.
It is really cool. Mm. But I think I just decided to start posting like when I got stuff out of something because I really appreciate it when other people do that and I can and I always read it, what they get out of it, and I think it's real interesting. So I thought, oh, why not?
So you're going to post more this in 2020, do you think?
If I feel like it. I don't know. No real... I guess, goals around that. I'd like to, I think, improve a lot on my thinking because I'm an overthinker. And so, you know, you can
what
have an interaction
mean?
For me.
Oh, yeah. What is...
By overthinker or by improve my thinking?
No, yeah, overthinking.
What's improving thinking for an overthinker?
For me, well, I'll answer both questions. For me, I guess if I would have an interaction with someone and they could look at me funny or... whatever, and I'll walk away going, fuck, they they think I'm an idiot and they think this and they think that, and create like a whole world around that
anxiety about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Create a whole world around that experience and then and think it was something that I've done and really try to work that out and then go back to them and go, hey, if I offended you by this, that's not what I meant. And I'll go, oh, no.
It's like you've created this whole narrative.
That's right. And they're like, yeah. I just saw something in the distance and was like – worried about that for a second or whatever.
Or sometimes
whatever.
It's like they've just got their own shit going on.
So 100%.
Like you call them on a day where they're just, you know, and that's what
you caught them on a day when they're trying to smile in every word they speak and you think, what was that? And that person was so fake.
And that's the thing, when I'm creating these worlds, it's super self-centered because I'm making it all about me all the time. Like they're thinking this about me, this is about me. And so I guess
what about when
I'm trying to put the focus on other people more.
I mean –
if I can.
Empathy for an overthinker. What about when you get it right? And so you start sort of having these like, not they're wins, but you start affirming the
things. But I still don't think it's a win because I'm stuck in my head making myself suffer, if that makes sense. Like the way that you think I love it because you'll go, but Amy, they said that they're doing good. So why are you overthinking all this stuff if they've said that? And I'm like, yeah, but they, all these signs indicate to they're really pissed off at me. And you're like, take them on what they said. If they're lying to you, they're being dishonest, they don't want you to know, and what's the point in you making yourself suffer? And I think that you're very good at not allowing yourself to suffer in your head, and that's a real strength and one that I'd like to work on.
When do you need to overthink, or when does it serve, I guess?
I think when safety is at risk, I think that's probably something that's good to make sure that you are right about. Like if one of your friends, if you think that they're in danger, like at home or whatever, and if they're telling you like, no, it's all good, and all and signs are pointing to things not being good, I think it's probably good to overthink that a little bit and be extra vigilant about different things.
I think one of the dangers of underthinking is not listening to yourself and what you think about something. So you're actually having those moments where you're getting signals, but and it could be even a feeling about something, a situation, and then you don't listen to that.
Yeah.
And so then there's a point where it's like
there's balance, I guess, in between you and I.
But do people who underthink also undercommunicate, I wonder?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're under communicating with themselves as much as
other people.
Well,
yeah, if they're not reconciling it there, then because, I feel like we reflect what we're doing internally. So if you're an overthinker, you're probably an over-communicator.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you could get to a point where you're taking, maybe not underthinking, but taking things as they're presented to you.
Mindfulness is literally the answer, I think. Because mindfulness is
such a guru.
No, but it makes sense.
All right, Bikram.
I wish I had his cars. No, in a moment,
might be selling them actually.
In a moment where you are overthinking, having the ability to step back from it, to actually observe the situation that's going on with no emotion.
Yeah.
At least attempt to. That's what mindfulness is. It's like not even meditation. It's like mindfulness.
Every kind of weakness is like the opposite of a strength. I'm not doing that role, but like if you are like an overthinker, then you're probably very thoughtful and considerate because you're thinking about all your actions. Yes. And so it's about how do you maximize on the strength of that and minimize the weakness. Like how do you make it work for you the best that you can?
Yeah.
So
I don't want to be an underthinker. I want to still be me, but without it affecting me.
Yeah.
Well, see, my boss Cyan always, because I'm always like, I hate overthinking, and I get into these situations where I'm like, I don't know where to go next, or I've really, really thought about something. I'm just like, and I'll go through all these different things with her, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm overthinking it. And there was once where she said to me, don't apologize for overthinking. Like that's one of your strengths, and that's what makes you so good at what you do. But then she was also like, that's one thing that's always going to be annoying for you.
Yeah.
Like just to control and to, but she was like, but don't let that go, because that's, I like that you overthink and that you care and that you're passionate about what we're doing enough to really think about it thoughtfully.
Beautiful.
So I think there's got to be different ways of handling it or whatever that is, because sometimes I can get into a situation where I feel stuck. But then there's other times where I'm like, okay, if I just remove all the bullshit and think, why am I thinking the way I am, and sort of trying to pull it apart in pieces to sort of get there.
Because I think it can definitely serve, but I think if it's I'll even be like, if I talk to someone, I'll be looking at their visual cues. If I say something, and I say their arms crossed or things like that, I adjust. Like, I'll do all that sort of shit,
But I think there's a strength in that in as well, because I was thinking about, I do similar stuff where, like, you know, I've like, oh, have I hit a nerve? Okay, let me backtrack and work backwards or whatever, make you feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I guess that the strength in that is that you are, Adam calls this high self-monitoring, and where you're constantly kind of observing yourself and changing yourself. And I think I used to hate that about myself, because I thought, oh, I'm such a chameleon, whatever someone wants, I'll give it to them. But at the same time, I think that it's actually a strength in that you're always kind of testing the temperature of the room and then able to respond to that.
Yeah.
And I think that it's quite a peaceful quality, because it means you're not going to if there's like a room full of really quiet people, you're not like, well, I'm going to be myself at all costs and I'm loud and I'm this and going to make you all feel really anxious and whatever. So I think
that's another mask or whatever that's not necessarily serving. It's even like if I like glance over at something while someone's talking and I think they probably thought that I wasn't paying attention, I'll then verbalize the last thing they said or like ask a question that's very specific to that thing to like bring it all back or whatever. And these things I think just happen naturally.
Yeah.
But and I even guess it's taking the anxiety out of it, right?
For sure. And even like when people, I really appreciate it when people like are direct about what they've done, like, oh, sorry, I hope you don't think that I wasn't paying attention to you. I was just looking over there because there's a clock there and I have to run in 10 minutes, but I've got heaps of time or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's always helpful.
That's why the Apple Watch is annoying with notifications, because I keep looking at my watch, but it's...
Yeah, you do that a lot.
But you also tell people what you're doing, which I think is good. Like, oh, I'm doing this.
I'm just looking at
looking at my watch.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I do want to stop, like, for both of us to do less of in 2020, and that's being on our phones.
I thought you were going to say Uber Eats gelato.
Well, we're already past Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah,
we're
on to Muscle Shake. Yeah.
But definitely be on our phones less, because, I waste so much time just aimlessly sort of scrolling, or not even if I'm doing, like, work stuff, just constantly connected, and I find it really hard at night to switch off and go to sleep, because, like, I know I was speaking to someone on Friday night, and we're sort of all helping it with social media at the moment, because there's been, with the hot weather, we've had a few people that have had melted chocolate. And I dreamt of melted chocolate, because I literally was like replying to these people and they were super lovely. It was no problem. Mm. But then in my dreams, I was just dreaming about it and I was just kept waking up and I was like, oh God, it's exhausting
to your brain.
How can you do it? How can you?
I think we actually need to take our phones out of our room.
Let's use night mode, make everything black.
Oh, but I've got night mode and I still look at it.
No, but you can look at it. The point is that it's a little less strain on the eyes, but I get what you're saying.
No, because it's for your mind. Yeah. And yeah, I want to get into mind, we went into a habit for a while there where we were reading before bed and it was just really nice. No screens, you know, and
physical
I love
books.
Yeah, physical Beautiful. Books and fiction books for me, because I just sort of love to escape. Josh is all about nonfiction. And it was really nice, especially when you find a good book and you can't put it down and you're sitting, like, every night I was like looking forward to like reading it. I want to get back into those habits. Rather than being on my phone, which sounds so simple, but it's so hard to break.
It is so hard because it's so addictive. But my sister's reading The Artist's Way at the moment.
Oh, that's what you've got, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the it's quite big. Oh, yeah,
it's like squarish.
Yeah.
And what's quite funny is because it was written a while ago. I think before technology was invented. But what it talks about. Not reading, which I thought was so crazy, because I'm like, because that was the entertainment back in the day.
It says don't read.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, that's the whole consumption, right? Like consumption, there's always been a thing that's, been the bad thing. I'm sure we'll look at phones and think how silly. It's like detach from the headsets, like so we'll be having headsets or whatever, or take your contact lenses out.
Yeah, true.
It's so funny because it will say just don't have a newspaper with breakfast and all these things.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. Mm.
Whereas like those things I look at like a little indulgence. Even when I'm waiting for the coffees in the morning after the gym, I'll flick through the newspaper.
Yeah, like a good thing.
And I was like, oh, wow, this is nice. I'm on my phone. Look at me go.
Straight to the confidential.
Yeah. The confidential every day.
Every day. Weekends, I think, Sunday really comes in hard, I think.
I'm all about the horoscopes page.
Oh, yeah.
We've just gotten around that.
Taurus.
Ooh, what does that mean? Sagittarius.
I'm a bull. Apparently, I'm stubborn.
There's your word for the year.
I feel like you are.
Yeah, which is quite funny. Do you think I'm stubborn?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think so.
Sagittarius, you're Virgo. And what are you, Mace?
I don't know. Something in what's November?
September, October, November, December.
Is a Scorpio.
Oh, November 1.
You could be, you'd be
remember
Scorpio.
We looked at 97s the other day and said he was going to be finding a new job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was going to send it to him. Anyway.
That's funny.
No plans that for this year, Mace, to find another job? Or?
Nah, no plans.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Doesn't come
to maybe his job will go to a new level or something.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Yeah, new job. Yeah.
An upgrade or whatever it's called.
Buddy, what has been your highlight of 2019?
No. Catboy.
He doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we can lean into it.
Can you ask
bring the mic a little bit down?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bodhi, what have you liked about this year?
Nothing.
What's your favourite favourite character?
This one.
Who is it?
Gecko. Can you do for us a super gecko muscle? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
The gecko muscle.
Yeah.
Bodhi, what are you excited about for the year?
It's your third birthday coming up this year.
If you could eat anything right now, if I could give you any food, what would you like?
Carrot.
What was that?
Carrot.
Carrot.
Uncle Mason.
Mason directed that.
I thought he was going to say biscuit.
He's gone off biscuits.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of biscuits, Bodhi?
Catboy biscuits.
Oh, you want Catboy biscuits?
Do they have them?
Well, there's Catboy muffins.
You can make them. And then they have those. Packs.
Remember the old Scott? Like you definitely. I did this. Yeah. I just ate the whole rice
paper.
Edible things.
I like that.
Edible little images. We could do the Daily Talk Show ones. Like cupcakes.
Mark Schenk.
Mark Schenk gave them to us.
He baked them, but they were delicious.
They were amazing. Thanks, Mark.
Bree and Amy, thank you for a great year. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah. Did you say your things that you were grateful for this
year? We've done it before.
Oh, okay.
We just did work.
Just to wrap it off?
We just did work stuff. I still got to write my list.
But we're right here, so you could
do stuff. You could say something. Anything personal?
So you get one.
Yeah.
You get one then.
And if it's not your spouse, then?
So this is personal.
Mm. Yeah. So you're doing okay.
Yeah. Highlight. You
go highlight. Personal, babe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this year's been very work heavy for us. Mm. our relationship.
That's a good one.
No. And I'm not. It's been good. I think we've connected more, and found that spark again. More sex, which is good.
September.
we had that full month where you got your period, so knocked out most of it. I knocked out a week or so.
It doesn't happen every month, isn't that helpful?
No, it's been nice. I think us and the getting a house and, no, we didn't buy. A lot of people do end up saying, what'd you buy? But no. But, no, just moving into a house and Bodhi and just, our relationship has been lovely.
That's very nice.
That's nice.
You don't have to say anything about me. It's okay.
No, I will. I want to. I'm just trying to think of which one.
Well, that's nice.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so many things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. No, well, I mean, you'd look at you could look at the thing of the phone thing being bad, but and that we enable each other, but we're very aligned. Everything that we do together.
Mm, yeah.
So when we're on the phone.
Can't have Insta and
on the phone at the same time. So I think that's good. Like, I know what I like is like I walk home and then Bree's driving. Like she's like basically get to home at the same time. And I think we spend a lot of time together. So that's nice.
We spend a lot of time together then.
Your routines are good.
Yeah.
Matching.
Yeah. We've got that aligned. What else? Daylesford was great.
We went to
There was a couple of good hikes, but we want to do more hikes.
Yeah, we do.
More walking and shit. That'd be nice. Oh, that was actually, it was really good when we went into
Flinders.
No, I was going to say when we went to Churchill Park National Park with 3D Deal.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what else? Yeah.
And you came packing chocolate with me last weekend. That was
fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing stuff because the thing, we were talking about love languages or whatever, and Breeze is
acts of service.
She likes when I do acts of service, which is good.
Well,
that'd be Lucy.
Yep. All right, great. But anyway, yeah, no, I think active, like doing shit, I think is.
Yeah, doing shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Bodie, can you say bye to the Gronk squad? Say, see you, Gronks.
Oh, I don't want to.
Oh, he's
can you say it's the Daily Talk Show?
Just at least
it's
one.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Okay, we're crossing to Bodie in 3, 2, 1. Oh, no. We've got a slight delay.
Hang on, here we go.
Go. There we go. And what just happened?
We just lost.
Oh, it's just power just there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's the Daily Talk Show.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Bye. See you, guys.